everybody. Thank you for joining me. This is episode 104 of Rob Scott Podcast. It's been a joy doing these, and I really, throughout the week, I try to look at different articles and videos and stuff and try to come up with something that is interesting. All my massive following that I have, I'm trying to grow it, by the way. I hope it, there's something in my discussions and my rantings that you find it interesting. And if you do, hey, share it with your friends. Give me a big thumbs up and give me 5 stars. If you got any questions, please get me at robscottpodcast.com. You can leave me an email and I'll respond to you if you do that. But I really do appreciate the support. I'm trying to grow, and just like every other podcast out there. And I don't have millions and millions of followers like some of these big names do. Of course, they've been doing a lot longer than I have. And but I want to get there, and I'm trying. And I hope that the content that I share with you makes sense. And I always like things to make, have some common sense value behind them. I didn't know if you knew or not, because we have so many different holidays and so many things on our calendar today. Like, we just had June 13th. It was funny. I was driving, and a supervisor tells us we can use a holiday code today if we have businesses that are closed. And I thought to myself, what in the heck? What business? I mean, what holiday we are? And somebody responds, and so I ask, and I had no idea that it's Juneteenth or whatever they call it nowadays. The last slaves that were freed, I guess, in Texas and stuff like that. So it kind of completely ended slavery in the United States. And it's one of those holidays, federal holidays, which I just always have to be reminded that that we're celebrating. It's important. I'm not saying it's not important. I'm glad that took place and everything. But I didn't know if you knew or not, but this Wednesday was a massive, probably one of the most important events that probably could have taken place. I mean, we talk about things that are affecting our state and our schools and our country. This was something that affected mankind. I didn't know if you knew this or not. 5 years ago, as of Wednesday, okay, I want to read this because I want to make sure I get it right. Greta Thunberg, okay, she quotes, and this is in quotes, okay, so I want you to pay attention to this very closely. It says, a top climate scientist is warning that climate change will wipe out all of humanity unless we stop using fossil fuels over the next 5 years. Well, guess what, folks? Wednesday, okay, was the anniversary. That is 5 years on the day, okay, that this climate scientist was warning of climate change and how it's going to be so detrimental to human life that we wouldn't be living anymore if we didn't stop using fossil fuels within 5 years. Well, here we are. We're still alive. We're still using fossil fuels. And I've been kind of raised religiously, and I've always understood that there's no man that knows the end of times besides God and Christ himself, that they know when Christ is going to ascend out of heaven again and start a new life and start a new kingdom. I didn't know that scientists were like tapped into God like that, that they knew the days that, apparently they didn't know too much, because we have another climate scientist who's claiming all this factual stuff that we're going to die and that we're all, humanity is going to cease to exist because we're using fossil fuels. Fossil fuels that we were given to use by the Almighty. That's sustainable, and that it's not that we should abuse it in any way, shape, or form. I understand that. See, I'm not a climate denier. I believe that yes, there is climate change. I'm not an alarmist. I don't go walk around and wet my pants and poop my pants, worrying about whether we're using 0.002 carbon dioxide more than what we should be over the next 80 years or 100 years, and to drop the temperature down by another 0.5%. Now, of course, I'm just kidding here, so don't quote me on the numbers. I'm joking. It's a joke. Okay, so, you know, hopefully you'll laugh a little bit about that, but it's just a joke. It goes to show you that these people don't know what they're talking about. Okay, they just don't. And they make claims like this, and we've heard claims like this since the 70s, okay? You know, polar bears were another one. You know, I think there was like, 30 years ago or 20 years ago or something like that, there was like 8,000 polar bears or something like that. And everybody was talking that the polar bear population was going to dwindle and completely, you know, we're going to lose the polar bear. They're going to go extinct. And now what do we have? 30 or 40,000 polar bears that are swimming and having a good time and, you know, doing their thing. And, you know, polar ice caps are the same thing. It's just like, you know, where does it end? It's never going to end because you get people who are alarmists, who are working off of this fear thing. And when you get people scared of something, then they overreact, and that's what they're looking for. And that's just what, you know, this is where this world has been going for a long time, is that all these issues, abortion, all these issues, you notice how on the one side, there is always this fear, you know, that, you know, there's always the fear tactic before anything else. There's always a fear tactic that's associated with it. Abortion's been a big one. You know, moms or girls aren't going to, you know, their bodies are, they're not going to be able to do with what they want with their bodies. You're going to kill women. It's going to hurt black women. It's going to, you know, like you're going to have a lot of people dying because of illegal abortions. It's all this fear talk the whole time. That's what it's always based on. Okay. Climate change is the same thing. You got all these heretics out there that are pushing climate alarmists, and the shores of Florida and the East Coast and the West Coast are all going to be wiped out because the ice caps are going to flood and they're going to melt, and it's going to cause the shorelines to raise by 3 to 5 feet or something like that, and it's going to wipe out everything along the coast. You know, I like to think common sense wise, and I just wonder, like, why is there so much building? Why is there so much investment in Florida, California, along the East Coast, along Tech, all along the coastlines? Okay. Why is there so much investment in people doing 30, 40, 50, 60 year kind of plans on building homes and things like that? If, you know, a lot of these 5-year warnings that humanity is going to stop and we won't survive, because it just doesn't make any sense. They don't believe it. Banks don't believe it. Financiers don't believe it. Wealthy people don't believe it because it's not true. Okay, it's not true. Should we be responsible for the earth that we live on? Of course. Nobody's that stupid to understand. I mean, listen, I'm a 60s and 70s guy. Okay, child. I remember the Indian dread flying, you know, in his canoe and seeing all the filth and the tires and all the trash all over the place. And, you know, a couple of those was big time, and tears coming out of his eyes because he's longing for the America that used to be before all this trash and all this garbage and everything. Well, that was a good thing because, you know what? We used to travel along, 75, I-75, going to Cincinnati every once in a while. And it used to be really dirty, filthy. In fact, we used to have groups that go out and we'd pick a section of, you know, 75, and we would take a youth group out or a scouting troop out. And they'd give us bags and little sticks with nails at the end of it, and we'd go and pick up trash. And that's what you did. And you'd take a portion of the highway, and you'd do that for a day. And you'd leave your bags, and then the county or whatever would come along with the trucks and pick them up. And we used to do that. And that was all out of that, you know, take pride in your country, take pride in your, you know, the land that you live on. It's, you know, you can't just throw your McDonald's cup and your plastic fry containers out on the street when you're done with them in your car. And that really worked. It cleaned up. Now you can go down the freeway and just about anywhere, and you won't see usually you don't see a whole lot, if anything, along the freeways anymore. You might see a busted up tire or something like that every once in a while that came off a tractor trailer or something like that. But or deer here in Utah, it's like deer here, deer there, everywhere, you know, they get hit and wiped out. But then you still have a guy that you still have a person that comes along and picks up the injured and dead deer along the freeway as well. But that's a far cry from this whole alarmist talk, and it's the same thing. It's the same thing no matter what the progressive far left people want to continue to push, and they continue to push this fear, okay, for the reason for what they're doing. Now I want to play you something here. This video clip is again one of those things where you have a teacher who is pushing an idea just because policy dictates to it. And it all this is just comes out and is based and birthed out of fear. And they want to scare people, and in this case a student, from an opposing view. And I want you to listen to this, okay? Okay, here we go.
Do you have an opinion? If I am, then why would you kick me out of class? It's not very inclusive of opinion.
Can I finish my sentence, please? Not very inclusive. No, I'm sorry. What you were saying was not very inclusive. And this is an inclusive school.
I hope you can see. I hope you can hear this.
I was saying that the problem with website is that there are more than one gender in this country.
That's your opinion.
That is my opinion. And that is an opinion which is acceptable in the school. I'm afraid yours, which you're saying that there's no such thing as anyone other than male or female, is not inclusive.
Scientifically, there are just two genders. Depending on what
I get gender. But you're choosing to make an issue of this because I said, are you really going to go? That was your opportunity to keep quiet.
To keep quiet.
You made the issue with it on the website. You said, oh, this website doesn't have more than two
Murray,
genders.
You were clearly given an opportunity not to pursue it. You chose to do so.
Yeah, because I think it's silly.
You chose to do so. Yes, that's the key question. You chose to do so.
I think it's silly to have anything other than two genders. So.
That, okay.
Anything
could you please,
else is
could
a person.
You please keep that opinion to your own house. Thank you. Not in the
so
school.
You get to put your opinion out in class and my
no,
opinion.
No, I am not putting
my opinion has to stay inside.
I am not
my house.
Putting my opinion. I am not putting my opinion out. I am stating what is national
school authority policy.
Policy. Okay?
Well, it's not scientific whatsoever.
Not every policy is scientific, not every policy is scientific, Murray.
And you can't come out here and say that I'm not being inclusive when someone says
something
you disagree with.
I said what you were saying was not being inclusive.
You kicked me out of class. If you want to have a discussion about it, we could have done it, had a discussion. You don't have to kick me out of class. Waste 30 minutes of my time where I could have been down revising, doing something else. Instead, I state something I believe in. You kick me out of class for 30 minutes and
okay.
I'm waiting on the
take this somewhere else, Murray. You can make an official complaint.
I'm not going to make an official complaint.
Why not?
I just think it's...
I know what you think, and I know what the authority thinks. I know what the authority's point of view.
Well, I know
it's very clear. Very clear that we make no discrimination on the grounds of various...
I wasn't making discrimination. I'm simply saying there are two genders, male and female.
Yeah.
Anything else is a personal identification.
I'm sorry, but you chose to make an issue of making a point which is contrary to policy.
You made the issue when you complained about the website, sir.
Yes, and I made it in a way.
And I responded
and
to
I
that
made,
by saying, but there are only two genders.
And
I never
I said
made the issue.
That, okay, I am not going here. You can choose, but you're making bad choices.
I'm making bad choices, okay.
Yeah,
well, can I take my bag and go to the research area and start revising it?
You can stay here.
Okay, I'll stay here. Thanks for wasting my time.
Murray, I am not allowed to tell you how much of my time you have wasted.
Okay.
There you go. Now, that was an interesting little tidbit back and forth. Yeah, Basically, it tells you that you're not allowed to speak, you're not allowed to have an opinion. And this, I think this is over in Britain somewhere, just by the accents they have. But anyway, that's not really important. You're not allowed to have an opinion about something, and you're not allowed to express it. They use simply making a statement of there are two genders, male and female, and they immediately begin to pounce on you because it's discriminatory, because he has school authority, school board authority policies that that says that he is in the right. Now, you know, all of us have just sat through, just literally sat through, because we've been sitting in our houses for two years with COVID-19. We realize how really nonsensical this whole argument is about the professionals and those people in the know what they're doing and can tell us what to do, right? We all know now, okay, and we weren't allowed to say this 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, that masks aren't effective in keeping the spread of the COVID virus. Okay, we knew that. We were told that the vaccines would stop the transmission of the virus, and once you got the vaccine, that you wouldn't get the virus. So if you got it, so they pushed it very hard. We all know that those things aren't true anymore, because we've seen the history of it. We have a president of the United States who's gotten jabbed like 9,000 times and still has come down with COVID multiple times. And that case, in that same similar situation, has taken place across this country. And we've had our schools shut down based on non-scientific data that says that children are at risk, and that children can come and get their teachers sick, which there's no basis for that. There's no science behind that at all. It was just started by someone who has authority, someone with some policy decided. Most of it is the teachers' unions who didn't want to work, who didn't want to go to school, who don't really care about your children. They really don't. Because if they really cared, and really they would have fought to get the kids back in school and not keep them out of school for 2 years. And believe me, we'll see the ramifications of that in the next 5 to 10 years. And then it'll be, well, you know, that was then, and now is now. So let's just forget it. And, nothing could be done about it now. That was COVID's fault. No, it wasn't COVID's fault. It wasn't COVID that kept the schools down. It was professional people who have doctorates, who have masters and degrees of education. They are the ones who are making decisions to keep the doors closed, to keep our school kids out of school. That's what it was. It wasn't COVID, the sickness, okay? There's no evidence besides it was harmful to elderly people and those with pre-existing conditions, obesity, and things like that. Okay, if you were 35, 40 years old, you had no danger. The risk was so minimal. Children were not even affected by it. Okay? They were saying, "Hey, get the vaccine if you're in your 70s or your 80s, because it's good." And yeah, I agree with that. You know? But a 6-year-old, and they pushed this so hard, and the masks, and then they let them back into school, and then they're carrying these masks, and these kids aren't wearing their masks correctly. I tell you what, I've had 4 children. You try to put a mask, try to put a freaking hat on your kid. try to put a beanie or a hat or baseball hat or something on your kid's head. The likelihood that child is going to keep that hat on their head, a bow, a ribbon, or whatever, is astronomically low. They're not going to keep it on their head. Can you imagine forcing a first grader, second grader to keep a mask on their face? There's just no way that was ever. It's not realistic, and it's not good for them. Okay, it's not good for their human development. It's not good for their emotional development. It's not good for their educational development. Yet we did it anyway. And just like this teacher here, this old guy here, he doesn't think for himself. He just does whatever policymakers tell him to do. He doesn't think for himself. And you got a student here who is thinking for himself and is making a statement that there should be a debate on. There really shouldn't be a debate on this. It's, you know, there's a heated debate, a fierce debate about this, but it's something that's been settled for years and years and hundreds and thousands of years. And for some reason, you know, we, our elitist group of people, our educated people coming out of these universities, are somewhat and somehow more knowledgeable than thousands of other doctors, thousands of other historians, thousands of other people in this world who know that there are only 2 genders. They know that it's just a fact. It's science. It's biological. It's science-based things. You know, And this old guy's, well, not all the everything's science. Well, this is science-based. This is something that you can rely on science, the true science behind it. Okay, I just, the glaring just idea that we just don't care about truth anymore is just alarming to me. It really is. It's really scary, and it should scare you as a parent raising your kids and having them go to school today. It's crazy. You have educators who actually think, because of policies that are coming out of our government, out of this administration, out of the psychological field, out of this, that the policies that it's okay for a drag queen to come in and do story hours and come there in chaps and having their asses hang out and coming there with fake boobs and stuff. It's amazing to me. These people have doctorates. These people are so-called the elite, the educated, and yet they're allowing this stuff into our schools. You really have to think as to the whys. The normal parent, the normal person who would think that there's no place for this. There's no place for this kind of activity in our elementary schools, in our high schools. Okay, even drag queen participants will tell you that the drag universe, the populace, is a very decrepit place to be part of. All right, and it should not be something that is placed in front of our 7-year-olds and our 8-year-olds in first and second and third grades. It's just not. And I, for the life of me, it just boggles my mind that you have these so-called educated people making these decisions and allowing this to take place in our schools. And yet you look at the numbers, you continue to look at the educational value that the public schools are giving our children, and they continue to show failure after failure after failure. The numbers continue to fall in math, science, reading, comprehension. They all continue to fall. Yet, what is our focus today? Our focus is on a teacher worrying about whether they have a pride flag or a gay flag or they have a transgender person come in or they have to get on TikTok or Twitter and, get on there and have everybody affirm, have their little 6-year-old or 7-year-old affirm them. And that makes them feel good. Like, really? A 6-year-old, you're worrying about a 6-year-old who isn't fully developed, not even close to being fully developed. You're worrying about that class of 30, those kids affirming you and your sexual identity and who you are. You just don't belong in education. You really don't. Go somewhere else. Go join a corporation that really is wants to push this kind of ideology, but you just don't belong in it because you've completely and utterly forgotten what education's about. Education is about teaching your children, teaching them to apply principles, good principles that will help them. Teach them how to work. Teach them how to think. Teach them how to reason, how to question things. What are we doing today? We're just telling people to accept things because some authority tells them to do so. And that's what you're teaching the children. Don't question things. Don't tell your parents, because they won't understand. They're stupid. The only person that understands you is me, your teacher, or your school nurse, or the principal. We're the only ones that really understand you. But so you can go home and lie to your parents and keep everything quiet, keep it all under the table, and lie to your parents. It's not. That the parents have brought this upon anybody. It's this progressive movement. It's this ideology, and this man in this video is completely wrong. This boy didn't bring anything to the table. He didn't bring anything upon him because he opened up his mouth. Okay, they are bringing this upon us. they are pushing this ideology on us as people. And now people are starting to fight back. Okay? You know, a few years ago, it was climate change. Climate is like global warming, climate change. They try to make it so generic that you can't argue the points. And it's the same thing. You know, when I was young in the 60s and 70s, it was all homosexuals. Well, homosexual was a very hard term that they didn't like. So they decided to change it to make sure people don't use homosexual anymore. So you don't use it anymore. So now it's gay and lesbian, and now it's love and free love and love whoever you want to love. And I agree. That's fine. Do whatever you want to do with your life. Make your choices as an adult. You make those choices. Okay. But just because you make the choices, don't make it right. And that's what we got to kind of get back to. Get back to what is true and what we know is true. And then those areas where the truth is kind of like hiding, we need to have debates, okay? And we really need to have discussions. We need to have ideals that are presented, somebody questioning what is going on in order to keep people honest. And what you do as a result of that, you do find out what is true, okay? You do find out what is true. Eventually, if you study hard enough, you look hard enough, when I'm stuck on something that I don't understand, if I'm reading something in the scriptures, not only can I read and I listen to other people talk, but I can also, I know this is old fashioned and I know it's, maybe you don't want to hear it, but I go to my knees and I pray and I ask for guidance and direction. And I ask the Spirit to teach me, the things that I've been reading, what's true and what's not. People want to mock the LDS Church, but you got to remember that the church started by basically with a young man who was 13, 14 years of age, and the only thing that he was looking for was a church to join. And if you look at his history, that's what it's about. And he would go to different congregations, and he was confused about what he was hearing, a lot of arguments, a lot of accusations from one side to the other, this and that, and it just confused him. And like anybody would be, it was just confusing. But he continued to go. He continued to read his Bible. And he came across a verse in James that said, if you lack wisdom, go ask God, because he'll tell you and he'll give it to you straight up, literally. He'll tell you straight up, right? So that's all the guy, that's all he did. That's all that Joseph did. And then the events that took place after that are incredible. They're historic. They're factual. They're true. Yet it was just a simple request for information that he had doubts on, and he received an answer to his prayers. And then he was ridiculed and chased after and tar and feathered because he simply just stated what happened to him in his life. There's a good lesson in that you need to, that with all the studying, with all the, education that we get, there's sources that can teach you complete and total truth and help you to have common sense and things, and helping you see through things that aren't true, that are contrary to like common sense. And you need to pay attention to those things. You need not to ignore them, okay? And if you can do that, you're going to find a much more peaceful life. You won't be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine that comes your way. We're seeing that now. I mean, it's like, 3 years ago, nobody would be having a conversation on gender, and feelings. And I wake up today and I want to be a unicorn or a cat or something like that if I feel like I am. So I'm going to start meowing and, taking a crap in some kitty litter. It's just, nobody would ever think that would ever take place. But it is. It's because people have forgotten how to distinguish truth from error. And we need to get back to that. And like I said before, you get that, and you see the decline in this, and you see the decline, and it's going along almost simultaneously on the same road, on the same path as our decline in marriage, a decline in people claiming religious beliefs and not going to church anymore. And you see that dropping, and you see this increasing. So you sit there and say there's a correlation between the two. There has to be a correlation between the two. So that's all I got today. Thanks for joining me. These are serious times. They really are. And we need to, get off this train, this clown train that we're on, and get serious about what is taking place in this world. We need to put people in place that we can trust, that are serious about making changes. I don't know who I'm voting for yet. I know a couple people that I'm not voting for personal reasons, for reasons that I just don't think that they're good candidates. But I'm continuing to listen and to evaluate what is being said, and I'll make a judgment, come voting day. And I hope that my judgment's good, and I hope it's factual and it's based on truth, and to try to, to elect the best person for the job, not just because you're Republican or you're Democrat or whether we need to get past all that stuff and really look at the character of the individual and make determinations on who we want to run our country, because things will never begin to change. And then it's just not their responsibility. It's the heart of each and every individual in this country to make those changes in our hearts and in our thinking as well. And we just refuse to accept this any longer. And we are going to move in a different direction. Okay? But it's going to be an interesting year and a half. And I really believe in this. I really believe in this country. I know it's a promised land. And as long as we follow the commandments and we do and we worship the Almighty the way that we're supposed to worship, we'll continue to be a free land. If not, well, God rest our souls. listen, again, thanks for listening. Share it with your friends, please. And until next time, be safe out there. It's a crazy world.